The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Adam in London because they are witnessing the same hysteria as we have here. Adam.
Yeah, I think that's probably a reasonable word for it. Interesting that the boss of Ryanair has talked about the knee-jerk reaction. He, of course, is a bit distraught because his planes aren't so full and they're having to cancel services. We've had the government's doomsday scenario today that one in five people could become infected, and as predicted, the battle plan would mean basically cancelling sport, closing schools, deploying the army, that sort of stuff. 12 new cases here today, so that's 51 in all. 51, mark you. It's
not, not 5,100.
It's not quite that number, is it? But I have to report something that is a bit of a worry. A student over from Singapore studying in London, he was beaten up in Oxford Street in London by three men and a woman who shouted, "We don't want your coronavirus." Now, why a Singapore student? They probably thought he was Chinese or something. Goodness knows. But race hate over coronavirus.
Appalling.
I thought we were a better nation than that, frankly.
Well, I hope you are. These are absurd minorities, but it is disgraceful and disgusting, and everyone has to strike out against it. You're absolutely right, Adam. Now, this is amazing, isn't it? It always happens. There's an architect, mea culpa, after the event, Grenfell Tower and the architect.
Yeah, it's interesting, this, isn't it? Well, basically, we're on the sort of second half, or arguably the second inquiry into the Grenfell Tower disaster. 72 people killed when the tower block in West London went up in flames pretty well 3 years ago now. Super combustible panels were partly to blame. And today we learned that the Grenfell architect, a man called Bruno Sunez from the firm Studio E, said he did not check fire safety advice on high-rise buildings, had no concerns about the cladding panels that were fitted, and anyway, this stuff is for specialist consultants, not architects. Now, I don't know if he's right about that, but if he is right, does that mean that architects take no responsibility for making the building that they're designing safe or habitable? I am amazed, frankly, if that is the case.
Yeah, I agree entirely, and of course, that's equivalent in many ways, indirectly, to someone admitting that he was responsible for the death of someone else. So that being the case, where are the prosecutors? Be interesting to see the reaction to all of that. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.